The Congo truce is holding amid humanitarian concerns. Militants step up their fear campaign in Somalia, and thousands pray for Europe. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As a tentative ceasefire holds, aid workers are reaching thousands displaced by the intense fighting between rebels and government forces in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Grace Ministries International Sam Vinton says,
"At the moment, everything is sort of stopped. They were 20 kilometers from Goma, and there's negotiations taking place where I'm sure our country and others are trying to talk to these people as far as what's happening. It's still at a standstill, and I have heard nothing new except there's people are very nervous in the city of Goma."
Vinton says they remember the last time rebels came through, so they're ready to respond with the hope of Christ.
"Many, many fled into Bukavu, and we even opened up all our churches, and people were sleeping in the churches, and we were providing food at that time. So far, it has not reached that proportion. It has not really affected our ministry, other than the people being uptight and scared. But last Sunday, everything went on. Churches were operating."
Next, Voice of the Martyrs is confirming the murder of a Christian in Somalia. It's the latest in a wave of such attacks on Christians there in recent months. Compass Direct reports militant Islamists staged a mock trial, called him an apostate, and beheaded the 25-year-old convert. They then circulated the video in an effort to instill fear in those contemplating converting from Islam to Christianity. "Ask God to give strength and comfort to the believers. Pray that those responsible will come to know Christ." You're listening to Mission Network News. It's been nearly 2 weeks since Greater Europe Mission organized the Day of Prayer for Europe, and people are still joining the worldwide virtual prayer initiative. GEMS President Henry Deneen says it surpassed his expectations as 10,003 people prayed on October 23rd.
"It was an incredible time of celebration for us during that day as we saw people from all around the world praying, the numbers going up, and I just checked it as of today. People are continuing to pray. The number's 12,124.
Deneen says they have registered prayers for every country in Europe. He says one of the interesting statistics was,
"In the regions of North Africa, as well as Turkey, had the most prayers of any areas of Europe. That brings into focus issues of Islam, and so that was an encouraging thing, too."
Prayer will continue to be the focus in 2009. Now he's asking how this will impact ministry direction for the future. Elsewhere, the Bundles of Love program is one of AMG International's holiday traditions. It often opens doors in several of the project areas where Christmas may not be celebrated. Volunteers distribute the bundles at a Christmas program and give a clear presentation of the gospel. It quickly becomes an outreach event for the whole village. Every bundle includes necessities, a toy, and a Bible for those who may not have one. There's still time to get involved. Go to our website for details. And HCJB Global Voice has been producing the radio program Beyond the Call for 12 years. The whole premise of the program is featuring stories of ordinary people doing extraordinary things. With a Thanksgiving holiday approaching in the United States, HCJB Global is looking to take their program to the next level. HCJB Global's Heidi Jones.
"We'd really like to encourage people to look for ways that they can help others. We tend to focus a lot on ourselves and our families during these holidays. We'd really like people to look for ways where they can make a difference in someone else's life."
That's why they've started the program called What's Your Story that will run from now through December 31st.
"What we're encouraging listeners to do is to go beyond the call, make a difference in someone else's life, and then go to btcblog.com. and share their story with us.
Your story could make it on the air, and you could win a flip video camcorder. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available the book Praying Your Prodigal Home by Richard Burr. It's a great book providing sound biblical principles to help you pray for lost friends or relatives. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.